Hello, hello, hello. Good morning, good evening, good night, and welcome to you wherever and whenever you are listening. It's me, Chris, your resident GM, and I'm just popping in briefly today to welcome you to the episode and to kind of explain what our plan is over the next few weeks. So we took a break last week as there were some slight scheduling issues that we just couldn't resolve. And unfortunately, those issues are still ongoing. So I thought I would just give a bit more of context, a bit more explanation to what those are and what our plan is. So three of our cast are currently in the end stages of buying and moving into their own homes. Alice and her partner have just recently begun moving into their home, and Roxy and Rowan are in the last few hurdles to completing on theirs. So times are incredibly crazy and manic for them all right now, and this obviously puts a lot of pressure on trying to fit in all of the things. I've also been under a little bit of scheduling pressure myself recently, as you may remember from way back in episode one when we introduced ourselves. I work for the NHS, and currently the situation in the NHS is very complex with winter pressures and preparation for the industrial action. There's also been quite a bit of sickness circulating in my own team, and as such, I've been getting quite exhausted when coming home, and it's been a bit difficult to manage the preparation, the recording, and the editing for this podcast alongside all of that. So we obviously took a week out, and I wanted to ensure you that we weren't just sat idly around doing nothing during that time. We were thinking of ways that we want to move forward and things we want to do to improve things. We have loads of ideas and we're really eager for you to hear them, but we also want to hear from you. Now, if you listen on Spotify, you may have already noticed that there are now polls at the end of every episode asking for your opinions. But if you aren't on Spotify, don't worry. Just like the government, we are everywhere and we are listening. Please reach out to us and let us know what you want to see from us in 2023. What you enjoy, what you don't. We're not sensitive about this, so please be honest with us. We want to make this podcast the best it can be, and to do that, we need you guys to give us honest feedback. So you can reach out to us on social media. We're most active on Instagram and Facebook, but we do check all of the accounts. And you can also reach out to us via email using info@roleplusspod.com. You guys are the reason that we make this show, and we want it to be the best that it can be for you. Now, we're going to be taking another short break over the holiday season while everyone gets settled into new houses and we take some time to rest and recuperate. I fully intend to emerge from hibernation before the end of 2023, so we're hoping to return full of vim and vigor on the 1st of January 2023 to kick off a whole new year of crazy, fun, madness, and mayhem. So from all of us here at Role Plus Pod, have a wonderful time with your friends and your family. Keep yourself safe and warm. Crack out the board games and the character sheets. Have fun and a joyful holiday season. But for now, sit back and enjoy episode 60, Friends of Blue, Old and New. In this week's episode, the party must consider where to begin on the complex and difficult task they've been given to complete. With limited time and limited help, our four heroes must try to work out where to focus their attention to get the information they need. And try as they might, the party still cannot get me to give them the praise that they clearly seek.
Well done, the role-playing has been won, you can all go home.
As if that would happen. Especially with the new party flirt.
As you run off, he gives a wink to the others.
Casimina returns it.
And when she's not flirting, she's apparently challenging all and sundry.
Do you fancy arm wrestling? You seem like you're quite strong.
And something has gotten Amaranth all excited.
Amaranth just like immediately grins like full teeth.
But even the new addition has one very specific aversion.
There are only two or three people about and they are all male.
Oh. Ew.
Just where will the party begin their investigations? Will they find evidence that incriminates or exonerates? Will their new companion be a help or a hindrance? And just what exactly will they find as they look deeper into this confusing maelstrom of madness? It's time to find out on Role Plus Pod.
Welcome back to the table. I have missed you all so much.
Me too.
Yay,
missed you too.
Hello.
Been difficult without you. I've had no one to torture. It's just been so hard.
Oh, we'll provide you plenty of opportunity to absolutely torture us today.
It was wonderful. Going so nice.
Yes, so cast your minds back. It's been a little while. We've had a bit of a break. We've had a bit of a refresh and recuperation, and lots of wonderful things have happened. But cast your minds back to 2 weeks ago, where a lot of stuff actually happened. There was a lot of communicating, a lot of talking, a lot of figuring some stuff out with some different people. You had two very big conversations and lots was covered. But before we get into that, before we recap, I want to apologize profusely to one of you.
What have you done?
Well, I meant to mention last time that it's Roxy's birthday and we did not give her an edge. So I apologize profusely. I was very excited for the things we did for your birthday and we had a wonderful time. We played many games and it was magical. So you are now bequeathed. That sounds way too final. You are now gifted your birthday edge.
Thanks. I appreciate the present.
Which I'm gonna say, you guys are hoarding some of these edges. I'm just
awkward cough.
Sorry.
For the listeners, David has zero.
Yes, and I said currently the totals are standing. It's been a little while since I've done a little total. Yes, unfortunately, David currently does have zero. Rowan, you've got one.
Yay.
Alice, you have two. Ooh. And Roxy is the hoarder of all hoarders and currently has three.
To be fair, Roxy. These have come from Lunamote. These have come from Lunamote. It's not Casmina's fault.
I mean, Casmina's apparently going to be real lucky to begin with.
I mean, that's the best way to play a character.
That is true. Beginner's luck for Casmina.
Yeah.
But... obviously, last week, nothing happened last week. It was dull. Let's go home. The week before, other things happened. So you spoke to Gustav Kappel, the barrister who is defending the Beast of Leopardstadt in the upcoming trial. And he seemed competent. Yeah.
The silence of doubt.
He gave you quite a bit of information on the different things that that you would need to know as defenders. So he kind of gave you a bit of a rundown. I will recap it today just because there's obviously been a bit of a gap. So he told you basically the trial is happening over 3 days. And each of those days is going to be focusing on a specific incident that is being brought before the justices of Vyland as the charges against the Beast. So day one is an event where he referred to as the killing of the villagers of Morast. Day two is the deaths of some children in Hergstag. And day three is the burning down of a place called Sanctuary and the death of the doctor and his patients in that particular catastrophe. He did not seem amazingly confident of the Beast's innocence in any of this, but I think he seemed to be willing to put his best effort into this, but his best effort is questionable at the moment, as you have learned from a few less reputable receptionists. You then spoke to the Beast himself. You went down into the depths of the courthouse. You spoke to the Beast, who... does someone want to remind me which one of you vile little monsters named it?
Yeah. It was a group effort, wasn't it?
Jasper's a lovely name. How dare you?
I will say, and I'm only going to say this because of the fact that said person listens to this podcast, but I got very confused when you named this because one of our listeners, Mark, played a character with the same name in a long campaign that we had together. And it threw me off completely when that name came out. And now I can't unlink the two in my head.
Well, you know what? We take good care of our fans.
So, Mark, well done. You have weaseled the way in without even meaning to. Yes, you spoke to Jasper, as he is now called, in the basement of the courthouse. And got a little bit, perhaps, of useful information, but mostly you got, hopefully, some impressions of him as a person, question mark? You all obviously will have your own opinions of this. But the where you find yourselves now is that first I'm going to say that I actually really loved the entire conversations from the last episode. And I would like to give some extra edges because I thought some of you did particularly well. Like to give David and Rowan an edge.
I liked your interactions, particularly with like kind of the more logistical side of like you asked some really good questions through that. And I just wanted to highlight that because it was real good. But where you are now,
intentional, definitely wasn't playing by the seat of my pants kind of thing.
Yes,
we won the RPG. We won the role playing. Yay!
Well done. The role playing has been won. You can all go home.
Yeah.
You now find yourselves, however, obviously at the end of that that episode, you kind of have a few different options to go down. So obviously you know that the trial starts tomorrow, so it's currently about midday on the 6th of Farast, and the first day of the trial is the 7th. All evidence must be submitted by 10 a.m. Don't forget that. And if you provide evidence, then you will need to be the persons who are questioned in the trial as part of that, to present the evidence. So you've got until 10 a.m. tomorrow to find any evidence you want to. The first day, as I said, is the killing of villagers of Morast. But you've also got, so that's obviously one lead. You can go there. It's about 6 to 8 miles from Leopardstar. So you can easily get there if you wanted to go and do a bit of investigation, find out what happened, whatever. But you've also obviously got the break-in at the university that you were kind of part witness to. But maybe you can find some more information there, as well as maybe there are leads around town, because there is a lot of buzz and a lot of stories about the beast that could potentially yield some info. So, what do you want to do?
Well, I think we definitely need to have, we do need to pay a visit to Morast. I think that would be wise. Mm-hmm. I don't know if anyone else had anything particularly they wanted to handle in town.
I need to pop back to the university, if that's okay with everybody.
Yeah,
sure.
Do you have a rough idea of how long you might be?
I mean, you guys are more than welcome to come with. Just need to go catch up with somebody.
That's cool. Yeah. I mean, it's just like, If there's anything to look into around town, we can do that while you're catching up at the university, and then once you're done, we can meet up and head out to look into Morast, potentially.
I mean, yeah, if you would like to do that, I don't mind.
Look at the two silent people with us so far.
Yeah?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll go where you guys go. I'm going to stick with Blue if that's all right, though.
Sure.
No offence, it's just I feel like I'll get the opportunity to see in some parts of this town that I've not seen before.
Okay. Yeah, that's probably accurate, to be fair. Anyway, yeah, so do you guys, you two want to head off to university and do the things you need to do, else me and Amaranth will stick together and maybe have a scout around town, see if there's anything unusual or anything. Does that sound good?
Sounds good
this
to me.
This is going
to
sound silly, and I know it. I was kind of hoping you guys would come with me.
Oh, yeah, sure.
oh, okay.
Is it everything okay?
Okay, so person we're going to see is Cassius, and he kind of like has looked after me in the university, and I told him a little bit about you and like the letters home, and I think you'd like him, and yeah. Also, he's a librarian, if that helps, Avina. So like books, you know.
No, so, don't. You know. I remember you were. Talking about him before I'm already sold, don't worry. The library's just a okay. Cherry on top. But no, I like it happened to me. Yeah, I didn't realize it was a thing of significance. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to like steamroll.
No, no, it's fine. It's fine. Totally we've got to like make time for stuff, but yeah. It's just me being like sentimental and don't, yeah.
Yeah.
Emlyn looks so fucking pink and flustered, by the way.
it's fine. Don't worry. I mean, it sounds like Casimir wanted to see around the university anyway, so
Only if that's okay, obviously. If you're doing personal things, I'm happy to leave you to it, and I'll just innocently explore. And she like does like a Cheshire Cat grin.
Nah, it's okay. You can stick with us. Where I can see you.
Oh, keeping your eye on me, eh?
I feel like somebody's got to.
And she winks at Cass. She winks at Emlyn.
We've already been to Emlyn's rooms, so that's not unexplored territory. But it sounds like that's what you're angling for. So.
And you do see Casimir's eyebrow just sort of quirk up at the mention of like all of you in Emlyn's rooms. Like,
Emlyn has gone like a weird shade of purple at this point.
I was going to say, what did surely blushing on your skin tone?
Purple. Tone. Yeah.
Is it
suddenly you have become Veruca Salt?
Damn it!
Yes.
I only know because I've watched.
You
it
failed
today.
The reference.
Sorry, David, but you failed the test, and you must leave your nerd card at the door.
I'll just be going now. Don't.
Okay, so who is going where? You're all going together now to the university, yes?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, obviously, yeah, that's literally where you started the day. So you head back the same way you've come, across the plaza outside the courthouse. Town's beginning to get kind of busier, and there's a lot more kind of interest. You do notice maybe a little bit worryingly that there's quite a lot of attention around lumber that's being moved through the town, and a lot of people are kind of cheering as it goes past, and it seems to be heading towards the kind of eastern side of town.
That reel took me a second there.
Yeah,
not eastern, western. I can do directions. I've just realized which way compass directions go. So this is going to go well, guys. Anyway, you move southwards through the city, trying to ignore the seeming bloodthirsty atmosphere to the town, back to the university, and things are a little bit calmer than they were last night. But you do find there is a lot more official looking people around, a mixture of both the university security and also the local militia guard.
Is there anyone, as we're sort of walking through and by, is there anyone who looks not happy, like looks maybe like shaking their head or looks embarrassed or looks away quickly?
Give me a perception check.
Okie dokie. Perception?
Yes.
Oh, I'm really missing guidance right now. That is a 21.
Okay. There are some people who don't seem to be engaging in the cheering, but they don't necessarily look sad or anything. They just look a bit more disinterested, I suppose. There's no one that seems specifically upset or turned away from it at all.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, so you get to the university, there's a bit more of a presence of the kind of security and the local town, the city militia. But the university is obviously still operating as normal. You were obviously there this morning. You left, well, three of you were here this morning. So, yeah, you're at the university. Are you going directly to the library? Do you want to go anywhere else as well or first or what?
I probably just head straight to the library, honestly.
Yeah, this is your expedition. Lead on.
So you kind of had, you remember the route to the library. It's burnt into the back of your brain, along with some possibly more difficult memories, but always with that positive end of that journey. And you weave your way through the halls, and every step kind of brings that sense of familiarity back. And you the smells that hit you as you go past certain doorways, it's all coming back in, maybe a bit richer sensation than you were kind of expecting. And maybe that's because of how long you've been away, or maybe that's because of the fact that you're essentially bringing your friends with you in a way that you maybe have never really done before. And you find your way to the large kind of oak doors that lead to the library. And as always, the doors are shut because it was this particular library is one of the lesser used in the university itself. The younger crowd go for a more, I don't want to say Parisian, but more of a more of a kind of coffee shop and a small book style vibe than than these dark halls of literary tomes.
And then just kind of like takes a moment at the doors, just like remembering.
Do you want us to wait outside until you're ready?
No, this is a nice place. And push the doors open, and there's like a tension that kind of like falls away that they didn't seem to know they were carrying as they kind of walk through.
And the room you guys see inside as you come in is, it's dimly lit, but it's at a comfortable level all throughout. That in some places you're not even entirely sure where the light is quite coming from. In some places you do see kind of small candles in sconces, but in others it might be hidden behind bookshelves or whatever. But there is just this gentle warm glow to the room, and there are aisles and aisles of these bookcases that are twisted at weird angles to almost match to the stonework, as this is seemingly not what the room was originally built for. It may have been at one point maybe a vast wine cellar, and these giant pillars that break up the area give this kind of almost labyrinthine feel to the layout of the bookshelves themselves. But as you kind of step in, and Emlyn takes takes the lead and goes a few rows in, quite quickly you do see there is this large kind of almost central area that there is a it's kind of a horseshoe shaped desk that faces kind of the with the open end away from the main door, and seated in a chair behind the desk, kind of leaning back in a semi comfortable position, with a very large leather tome resting on one knee, completely fast asleep, is a very, very kind looking but quite older man.
As soon as I see he's asleep, I try not to make any sound to wake him up.
I just kind of like freeze and like linger.
Emlyn just grins at the very probably familiar sight.
Yes.
And like creeps up to the desk as quietly as they can.
Roll me a stealth check.
Oh god. That's an 18.
So you Emlyn kind of sneaks up. I mean, not like it's not like Pink Panther like proper, but you very quietly approach towards the front of the desk. And for a second he kind of moves a little, and then he settles. And then you just hear, "Well, you've gotten better."
Fuck.
And he opens his eyes, and there is this grin that comes over his face. But there is a tired look in his eyes, and it's more than a physical tired. There is a weight to him, you suppose, whether that's the weight of years or the weight of something else, you're not quite sure. And he looks towards you, and there is a lightness that comes into his eyes when he sees Emlyn. But it very much seems that that's the only part of his face that shows that there's a reservedness about it, an almost professional feel to it, but his eyes betray that warmth. He kind of looks up at them and, "It's good to see you back."
Yeah, got in last night. Things got a bit weird, so I didn't have time to come say hi.
Oh, you were involved in that, were you?
Yeah.
I should have known.
I try to keep out of trouble, I promise.
Well, we both know that isn't true.
Hey, I've been doing really good.
Well, maybe I need to give you better lessons then, if you're doing well. Now, tell me, who are these then? I recognize them well from descriptions.
Yeah, and the kind of well-round big grin on the face. Avena, Amaranth, and Casimir is new. I think she's sticking around for a bit.
I assumed your other friend, Lunamote, wasn't it? I'm assuming she hadn't grown.
No. No, she only made a brief stop off and she moved on her way, but yeah.
Well, welcome to the University of Leopardstad, place where books come to die. But you are welcome here, obviously, and any friend of Emlyn is a person I should keep an eye on. And he does. He's the whole way through this, he is smiling.
Oh, yeah, this is Cassius Jones. Sorry, I did the introductions entirely backwards. My bad.
Well, I clearly haven't got my manners through to you yet. And he kind of he does take a moment and really takes in the image of you and kind of walks around the side of the desk. And there is a playful look of judgment on his face, but he is quite obviously being playful. Mm-hmm. And as he comes round, in a kind of a surprising show of affection, he does pull you in for a hug.
Oh, okay.
It is good to have you back.
Like,
are you here
like
to stay or off again?
In and out, I think. But here for
why
a little bit.
Why change the habit, eh? Yeah. Yeah. They never could hold you here for long.
Yeah.
I wouldn't let them for a start.
No. So we've kind of got wrapped up with the trial of the Beast of Leopardstadt a little bit, not gonna lie.
You're involved in the trial as well. So first you're there while he blows a hole in the side of the building, and now this.
You know me.
Are you sure you're not on trial?
I don't think so. I feel like they've got to tell us, you know?
Well, I'll make my association with you not too scarce.
That's why they wouldn't drag you into it.
Well, anything I can do to help you, of course.
Yeah.
And I assume you'll be frequenting your corner again while you're here.
No one's touched my stuff, have they?
Well, I can't be everywhere.
They run off. They're gone.
As you run off, he gives a wink to the others.
Casimina returns it.
Sometimes they never grow up, do they? And he kind of turns around and begins to walk after you very slowly, knowing the direction and knowing the route.
Do we follow them?
I think we should give them a minute.
I think Avina's just kind of bemused, just kind of like they're looking kind of like a bit dazed and just kind of like looking back and forth where both Cassius and Emlyn were standing, just kind of like, what?
I think we should give Emlyn a few moments with her dad.
Or Jones, and I'm guessing Emlyn's surname is Jones as well.
Yeah. It's a parental figure, I suppose, would be the best way to describe it.
Blood doesn't mean, you know, parents. So
we just wait here.
Yeah, I guess so.
I go looking for the reference index.
Oh, sure.
You sweet summer child. This is a university library.
Oh, okay.
You just gotta pick a direction and pray.
Fine. I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna just pick a direction that looks interesting and go see what books these are.
Oh, okay. Go have fun with books, I guess.
I don't understand the appeal. I didn't hear that, and I'm already just like wandering off, just going, ooh.
So you're not gonna go run off and look at books?
Well, the vibe that I understand so far is that they've not seen each other in a while. And if it was me and my family, I'd want a moment just to catch up.
Oh yeah, definitely. That's why I'm over there. But
is there a table nearby?
Yeah, there's a couple of tables around. There's also the main desk, which is now left completely unattended.
She sort of wanders up, goes around like the other side of it, and then looks up at Amaranth with like her hands in her pockets, very chill. Like, do you fancy arm wrestling? You seem like you're quite strong.
Amaranth just like immediately grins like full teeth, and like, absolutely, I saw you in a fight with the werewolves. Very impressive.
Let's go.
Okay, we will come back to that. So, Emlyn, you go barreling to your corner.
Yep.
And as you veer around the corner and see that your little nook, it's almost as though stepping back in time. Everything is exactly how it was the last time you were here. Like, right down to the exact stack of books you were reading next to the chair.
That was like a bit of a sigh of relief. No one's messing with my notes. We're good.
After a few seconds, you do hear him kind of walk up behind you. Well, I put it back the way it was and heard that you were back in town, so I figured you'd want it.
Give him like a little gentle nudge on my shoulder. Very gentle.
Well, I know how you can get when you don't have things you want. How are you really, though?
Okay, I think. It's been a bit of a lot. They're good people.
And the funeral? I know you were unsure how you would be.
You know me, never big one for being sad for too long. It was nice until the villagers tried to protest.
I believe you mentioned that, or at least the atmosphere of it. It's had quite an adventure for something that was supposed to be so simple.
Yeah. Well, it's Lorimore. Could never be simple, could it?
Well, I didn't work with him quite as closely as you did, but I remember the type. Got more than a little of his habits as well, don't you?
Hopefully they're not awful ones.
But hopefully the interesting ones.
Definitely those ones, yeah. How have you been?
Well, you know me, the university would fall apart if I wasn't here, keeping the stone standing, as they say.
Yes.
Well, to be honest, it's more about keeping the locals from speculating too hard. The theft last night's been a bit of a talking point around town, so trying to keep the locals away from, from the site, to be honest. I know that we had to call the militia in this morning when we had a group of them trying to get a view.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
So what exactly was your involvement?
We were dropping off a book with, what was his fucking name? The bastard. What was his name?
I don't know. Rowan, what was that his was Rowan. Name, Rowan?
You just hear
Dr. Montaney Crowell.
Language.
That was his name. Found it. Dr. Crowell, who dropped in a...
He has been insufferable since last night. Why do you think the doors were closed? I had been locked for a while, but I thought that wasn't a good idea for it to keep up forever. He's the reason I've been up all night.
What's he been up to?
He was insistent that we organise the repairs as soon as possible, but trying to get a carpenter at that time of night.
How he is still employed here, I don't know.
Well, he brings the money in from the nobles, you know, that they like the things that he finds, and his exhibitions do a lot for the generosity of the rich and famous, but well, let's just say his borrowing privileges were revoked a long time ago.
Oh, right. Well,
now I'm sure you've got more important things to do than to keep an old man happy in his age.
No, nothing more important.
What can I do for you to help? I know there's not the limits of my knowledge are Few, but they do exist.
I mean, how long has this beast been around? Like, I don't really remember it.
There have been whispers for about 6 to 8 months, but really the story started about 3 or 4 weeks ago when people started putting together a few things and assuming it was the same. I didn't put much stock in it at first, but, well, after Morast, it was hard not to. The entire hamlet was saying the same thing.
What were they saying?
Well, I don't know the specifics, but there were a number of murders. I mean, usual stuff at first, just the odd person wandering and never came home. But I think 2 or 3 weeks ago, things changed. A house was attacked in the night, and the villagers formed a mob and chased the thing to a graveyard, I believe. And, well, they say it was killed, but obviously not. I believe one of the elders is testifying in the trial.
Right. Okay.
University was obviously put on retainer for the trial, but none of us have any idea what the beast is, let alone what might be relevant.
Well, we're planning to head down to Morast at some point today. Probably sooner rather than later. But
you'll not want to take your good boots.
Good to know.
Well, have you been to Morast before? I can't remember. You did most of your expeditions were further afield, weren't they?
I don't think I have.
It's a hamlet built on a swamp.
Oh, great. Okay.
Yes. Not many. There's only about 15 houses altogether, I think. A hamlet might even be a bit of a generous term, but they have a thriving economy. The local legends are there. They're in impressive fortitude. There was a while where people thought they mated with the wildlife to get their impressive genealogy, but...
Oh, I did hear about them.
Yes, I thought you did. It's particularly a popular story among the younger students.
Yeah.
Yes, well, I put no stock in it myself. I'm sure it's just good breeding or bad breeding, depending on what you find.
Oh, gosh. I'm glad I'm not genetics.
Well, I'll see what I can find on that, on anything that we have about that, and I perhaps can leave some notes for you in your room for when you return.
That'd be great. Thank you.
Anything I can do to help? I know public speaking was never quite your favourite thing, and I assume if you're involved in the trial, you'll have to do something of the sort.
Yeah. Yep. Well,
what about your companions? Any of them willing to take the reins?
Maybe Casimina. She seems a bit brassy, but who knows? We'll see.
Yes, she's a surprise, considering what your group consisted of before. It's,
very different.
Confident is the term I'll use politely.
And impolitely.
Well, until you know her a bit better, I've got nothing to go on.
Fair enough. All right.
Well, I'll... leave you here. I do need to go and check on Crowl and make sure he's not killed any of the students. And I also need to have a full inventory of his workshop. He insists nothing else has been taken, but, well, I like to be thorough.
Yeah, I should.
Now, I hesitate to say this, but look after yourself, yes?
We always do.
And he kind of puts a hand on your shoulder just for a moment, gives a warm but very weary smile. Not weary at you, but there is clearly weight on him. And then he turns and begins to walk away. So this arm wrestling then.
Yeah.
Because I do feel like at some point in this conversation, you do just start hearing like, oh, come on, we got there.
And like the table just like creaking.
Yeah.
Well, let's see how we roll. Because of course we're going to do this as an opposed skill check.
Yeah, totally.
So, I mean, I say skill check, it's going to be an opposed ability check. Because there's not really a skill that, you know what, actually.
Would it not be strength?
In a way... Well, it is, but it's kind of a form of grapple.
So dex?
So no, so you can use your CMB, your combat maneuver bonus.
Okay.
Because it kind of is a grapple, which would be your CMB.
CMB.
Okay.
So that's on your combat tab at the top.
CMB, got him.
So each of you give me a... So you've opposite sides of the table, arms out. Clasped hands, give me them first rolls.
16.
19.
So as you kind of, I don't think there's a countdown for you. I think there's just a look in the eyes and you both know when it starts.
Yeah.
You've probably both done one of these many times. And you, your arms tense, you push, and there is the, Amaranth, you're probably a little surprised because Casimina has quite an acrobatic build, but there is strength in there. There is some real strength. And it takes you off guard, and she begins to push you towards the table. I want a second set of rolls.
Oh, God.
Okay. 24. 23.
And you pull back, and you get her to the middle. You are holding your own, but this is a struggle.
She is
a lot stronger than she looks.
Wow!
Another roll.
These muscles aren't for show. I see. Then
I just wink.
Oh!
20.
Oh. You are both holding your own. You're beginning to sweat a little bit. You can see the veins in each other's arms just beginning to push out. I'm going to have one last set of rolls.
Oh, God, this is nerve-wracking. I'm scared.
Attention. 15.
24.
And Amaranth's hand slams into the wood. Casimina victorious, at which point you see Cassius kind of, like, you probably didn't notice him, but he had been walking up partway through this and just kind of looks and don't damage the wood, but well done. And just walks past a little bit, like giving you a bit of a wide berth as he goes past.
I clap Casimina on the shoulder and I'm like, that was fucking brilliant. I haven't been beaten since Darius. That was incredible.
You are a good component to have, though. A good component? Opponent, that's the word. Sorry. It's the exhilaration. It just goes through your body. We must do this again, but with beer.
I definitely want to rematch this one.
Of course.
Nice. I'm just like absolutely grinning.
Yeah, same. Casimir is just like... grin.
I think they made friends, guys.
Aww.
Buff buddies.
Do you lift, bro? What gym do you go to?
Well, you know, when you're on the top of a pyramid trying to maneuver things like that and balancing, it does work. It's very good for training. I can show you some moves if you'd like, but you must show me how you handle your sword. I've never seen it like that before.
Oh, definitely, definitely.
Fantastic.
Okay, so... what are you guys doing?
At this point, you hear a crash and muffled yelp.
And Casimir whips head and runs.
You see a few glowing orbs start to appear above one of the far off stacks.
Are you on the
jogging out?
Yes, because I rolled for this off mic while you were having your wrestling match just to see how it turned out. And you find a pile of books upon the floor and sort of a vena half sticking out of them, having been buried under them. And you can see that the shelf she's in front of is basically empty.
Oh, no.
Are you alive?
I'll go to start picking books up and putting them back.
I kind of try and fish Avena out from underneath them.
And then... jogs up, has a little look and goes, did you move Sir Dominic's journal?
I wanted to Maybe it was the one on the top looked cool and I thought I could reach it, and then I...
Yeah, that one was holding the stack up. Bookcases. Yeah.
Especially sorry. Skirt, it's never a good idea.
I'm used to doing... I can do most things in this. That's fine. I just didn't expect it to be quite so... Good example of like a capstone in like architectural terms, you know, like hold the one thing that holds the entire thing together and then you pull it out and it falls down. I'm really sorry.
Are you hurt? A couple of times as well. You're good. You're right.
Oh, yeah. No, don't worry. I bounce.
Just ego then, huh?
Yes. Well, it depends. This is me asking as David. Did Cassius follow to the noise? Did he see this?
No, he's gone by this point.
Oh,
he's gone to go and attend to other things.
Vina just make sure to glance around. Did he see this? No. Okay. Right. Yeah. As long as I didn't embarrass myself in front of Cassius, that's the main thing. I'll just quickly try and put some of these back. I'm sorry.
Cassie okay, so you spend putting books back, trying like yeah. not even caring where they're going, just like picking up a book and putting it back.
Same, and it's like spine not showing to the front. It's like pages facing.
Avina's eye starts to twitch, but
some are stacked horizontally, some are stacked vertically.
Emlyn is going behind Amaranth and Casimina and fixing everything and putting them back in the correct order.
Okay, so you spend some time rearranging books.
rapidly, like I think. Life.
What would you like to do now?
So, was that your dad? As they're stacking books?
Not my birth dad.
Well, that wasn't what I asked. I asked if it was your dad.
I mean, we've not really kind of, you know, put a thing on it. He's just, you know.
Ah, I see.
No, not that kind of thing. Not that kind of thing. No.
Well, no, I assume no, you were asking if he was your daddy.
No.
I more meant the Jones family of some sort.
Oh, no.
No?
I kind of stole his last name when I became a professor.
Huh, so you do get into all kinds of trouble.
I mean, I told him after I did it. Yeah, I know it's not, like, standard, but, you know, he's what I got, so.
He seems really nice. He definitely seems to think of you as a child. His child. Not that you're a baby.
So that sounded like such a backhanded compliment.
Yeah, no.
He definitely thinks of you as
a child.
A child.
No. Had to clarify. Sorry.
Oh, this trial is going to go so well.
We're all so good at words.
Hopefully the evidence we find shall speak for itself.
No, we've got to speak for the evidence. That's how trials work.
First, you need to find some.
Yeah, that's true.
Thank you, voice from the ether. That is helpful. Should we maybe go and make our way to this town place then?
Yep. Should we get any horses? Should we get rent some horses to do it faster so we're back in time?
Oh, Marasta's like in a swamp.
Oh.
Don't do that to horses, that's not fair.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, we could take them like as far as like it's not swamp, you know.
I think we could just walk, it's 6 miles. Avina, you're just going to have to roll up your skirts a bit, unfortunately.
Amaranth, 6 miles is not like a normal like jaunt.
That's a jaunt. Come on, what? That's going to be like 2-3 hours tops. Come on now.
Now, is this Amaranth or Alice speaking? That's the real question.
So I'm with Amaranth on this. 6 miles is like a stroll.
That is nothing.
I mean, I've spent most of my life living in a very condensed city, so... And we have these wonderful things called caravans, so...
I mean, I'll carry you if I have to, but I don't see why we need to get horses or wagons involved for 6 miles.
Speed, surely. We want to... If we have to submit evidence by 10 a.m. the morning of the trial...
How long do you think it takes to walk there?
I don't know. I don't do the maths for... walking.
Look,
things.
We'll be absolutely fine on foot, I promise you. Provided that we don't get stuck in the bog, but we should be absolutely fine on foot.
I'm obviously going to have to invest in some better boots, it seems.
Maybe some
trousers. Bring your shit boots. Ones you're not attached to.
You can just bandy up your skirt and tie it around your legs.
I know an old hemming trick that
I mean, you can borrow some of my expedition clothes if you'd like.
Or I could sew them for you. I did do quite a bit of it with the show.
I feel like we're going to go into like a fashion montage.
Shopping's free!
Is that two characters in a row now that we're good at sewing? And this one I didn't decide.
You know what's really funny about this, though? I cannot sew for toffee.
Oh, bless you.
It'll be fine. Just I still think maybe like a horse for some speed might be an idea. But if you say this is walkable, Amaranth, I will.
It's walkable.
I will trust your judgment.
Good. Thank you.
So I'm gonna need two things.
Oh no.
Uh-oh.
I'm gonna need someone to do a diplomacy check.
For what?
Why?
To find out how, like, to get directions or to know how to get to Morast.
Would okay. I not know not that?
There's no GPS here.
No.
Do I not know that?
Kind of know?
No, Morast is like a tiny little hamlet.
Could I not?
Like, it's literally got like 15 buildings. Like, how do anyone go there?
Could I not finagle knowledge geography?
No.
Aww. Could I finagle a knowledge leopard stat?
Yes, but the DC is going to be quite high.
Okay, that's fine. I'm all right to take the lead on this if you want, guys.
Please.
Yeah.
Unless anyone's particularly diplomatic.
Has it.
No, unless anyone wanted to go for like the diplomacy route.
I mean, I could, but I feel like if you...
that laugh said a lot.
Don't worry about it, guys. It's fine. I know exactly where we're going.
Oh no.
With my
what do we get?
Oh no.
But to be fair, with my plus 10 modifier is an 11.
I have a feeling.
And that one is a nat one nonetheless.
Call me crazy.
Yeah.
But I have a feeling you rolled the wrong skill.
Oh, I did. You are correct.
Thank God for that.
I rolled linguistics.
It says on my screen linguistics there.
That's why it's a nat one, because obviously languages are not going to help me with this. My bad.
True.
Despite your
try that again. Not much better. It's a 12.
Okay, you.
What a 2.
No, I rolled a 5. I've got a different modifier for this thing. It's worse.
You're vaguely aware that Morast is a thing. That's about you. That's about the limit of it.
Okay.
It's not anywhere that of any. Archaeological or historical significance. So,
I'll try a diplomacy.
Go ahead.
I don't rate it working much, but 4.
We don't leave the city.
Are we just gonna keep rolling until someone gets directions?
To be like a cartographer or something.
Can I do diplomacy?
Roll anything to have like maybe seen it on my way to or from Lepestadt, like a sign just pointing roughly in that way.
No, there are no signs.
Why not?
This is literally a tiny hamlet, 6 miles, like 6 to 8 miles away, in the middle of a swamp that hardly anyone goes to. It is not something that you would know of as part of being.
Chris, can I try a diplomacy?
Yeah.
I got a nat 20. So it's a 23.
Through Ranger.
Save us all.
So you've been to Leopardstadt before. You were in the Shadowwoods, like that's where you like, so you'll have been here maybe once or twice, possibly like to do bigger supply runs when you've had to really when you're really like at your wit's end when you've been living in the Shadowrun.
I've hated every moment of being in the city.
Oh yeah, you've never been here like you're never here long, but you have like being the way like the way you are, you have like one or two people that you have that you've tried to make sure you come back to every time you're in town because you've got a connection with them. Why meet other people, kind of thing. So you're able to pull on those connections and they give you some pretty good directions. So there is a trail that leads to Morast, but it is literally like a footpath style trail and it's broken at certain points. It leads roughly in that direction. It goes to other places, but Morast is on that route. So you have reasonable directions that you reckon, particularly with your survival skills, you probably can get there now.
Nice.
It is probably going to take, I mean, if you really hoof it, hour and a half.
Yeah.
But you are looking at maybe 2 hours.
Can't believe you wanted a horse for a 2 hour stroll.
Hey, listen, okay, I don't need this kind of sass. I know I play into my strengths and I know walking is not one of them.
All right, well, this is the route we're going, and then like kind of explain to the party the direction we're heading in.
Okay.
Everyone
stretches a little bit of her arms and is just like, okay, let's go.
Yeah, cool. Off we go.
Okay, so you head down this route, you with Amaranth leading the way, you leave the city gates from the western side of Leopardstadt. You kind of curve around toward, like following the route of the river. You actually end up kind of looping a little bit around the city because you can't go directly from the eastern side as easily. And you find your way to a kind of bogged, marshy area. It begins to get more and more waterlogged as you kind of head through in this direction. Towards the kind of last half hour of your journey, It is maybe like mid calf water deep, and you are beginning to find it more and more difficult. You're starting to wonder whether now you are a little lost, finding your way through. Because I mean, there's the odd tree and like rocky outcropping and various different things blocking your direct view of everything. So you are kind of trying to navigate a little bit, at random now that you've lost the trail you were originally kind of directed to. But you do eventually find there's about maybe 12 of these kind of wooden hut like structures, some of them bigger than others, some of them are a bit more kind of like house size, but they're very simple, very plain, and they are raised up above the swamp on stilts, and there are these small kind of walkways connecting between them and maybe like 3 or 4 boats that are kind of moored up towards them, and you do see 1 or 2 people kind of milling about in the area like on like by the buildings, and They seem to already be aware of you before you approach. Like they seem to just be very kind of in tune with their environment. And for whatever reason, it's almost like as soon as you come around the corner, someone is like already looking and knows where you are.
Can I do a perception check, please?
What are you trying to see? Or sense? Or
do they? I was going to say, do they look hostile?
That'd be more of a sense motive, so you can do a sense motive.
My perception's better.
But you don't get to choose what skill you use. That's on me.
Yeah, that's true.
My role as the GM, I have to have some power, since I haven't successfully killed one of you yet.
Come damn close. 4.
I mean, even with a good role, it probably wouldn't have been hard. It wouldn't have been easy to really tell. They look a little standoffish, but they don't look outright hostile.
I pull my hood a little bit further down.
Okay. Instantly, there are like, while they are up on stilts, like there are like where some of the boats are moored up, there are like little sets of stairs as well that lead up directly from the water. So you would be able to get up to the buildings. You wouldn't have to like, climb up or anything. So there's no worry about Avena making a fool of herself with her gymnastic skill.
Why am I
getting shaded so much? Right,
you just dropped a bookcase on yourself.
I mean,
and that had no involvement from me.
That is fair. I did. The dice said okay.
Avena, Emlyn, do you want to say hi to the villagers?
I mean,
like generally, or.
I mean, you guys probably stand a better chance.
What? From which of our previous interactions, Amrath, gave you that idea?
You know, they've had one monster in the area.
Need I remind you of the whole corpse compass incident?
Yeah, but like I said, they've had one monster in the area. I don't think they want to talk to me.
I can appreciate that I'm new to this little group, but corpse compass
didn't actually come to fruition. Don't worry about it.
Yeah,
well, I'm glad, but what?
It's just Avena being creepy.
It makes sense in context. Okay,
I can't imagine a single context that would make sense in. But you do, you, sweetie.
There wasn't context, but it made
one
sense.
Is trying to track a corpse, the compass that leads to it is helpful.
Why? I feel like why you were trying to track a corpse is probably not the right question here.
Because it was walking.
And you do see Casimina just sort of like squint her eyes a little bit, like considering whether or not to go down that route or not. And then just like looks away and starts looking at the people. Chris, is there any attractive women?
Give me a perception check.
Because that's the only thing that will distract her.
Casimina on the prowl.
Always. 18?
I mean, you actually don't see any women. There are only two or three people about, and they are all male.
Oh. Ew.
Whole different vibe there, apparently.
Oh, I hope that's out loud.
No, it's not. As Casimina's sort of looking around, she sort of, when she realizes that there are no women around at all, she sort of straightens her back a little bit and tries to sort of like look a little bit more bulky.
Right. Okie doke.
I mean, okay, I guess we're going to have to try and talk to them, because if nothing else, It's a small village. As soon as we start looking around, they're going to get like suspicious and start talking to us. So I might as well make the first move and try to create a good first impression.
Yes,
are you trying to convince us or you?
That.
Not to mind him at all, but it's much easier to move along any adventure if you talk to someone at some point. So you're going to have to do it eventually. Like, I know that might be a bit metagaming, but
what do you mean we have to interact to roleplay?
We can interact with each other. That's all we need.
Yeah.
It's going to be difficult.
At this
books
point,
can tell us everything.
At this point, Casimina sort of looks at the three companions. You know, the very pale, pointy-fanged one, the blue one, and the Avena. And then turns to look at one of the guys and is like, excuse me, sir.
Miss?
We're here to help investigate and try the Beast of Leppestadt, and we heard that there was some, well, unpleasantness here.
State your point.
Well, we're trying to find out more information. I just wondered if you could point us in the right direction, and we'll be out of your hair as soon as we can be.
And the guy who's speaking to you is kind of like he's sitting on almost like a little bench outside like at the front of one of the buildings, and seems to be repairing a net. So he's like fixing a tear in a fishing net, and barely looks up at you as you speak. Like, he kind of like just like lifts his eyes, but his head stays down every time he looks at you. And as you say that, he kind of like kind of nods a little bit behind you, goes, "Leopardstad that way. That's where you'll find information."
Right, but something happened here?
That's right.
So we're looking about the incident that happened here.
Ain't had no problems since we dealt with it.
I'm sure you haven't. You clearly seem to be very competent, but I just wondered if I could speak to some people who were there or took part or observed or were involved.
What's your stake in this?
Well, frankly, I'm being paid to do it, so...
Give me a diplomacy check.
Okay. I thought honesty would be the best policy here. 8?
Uh-oh.
You kind of, for the first time, he does actually kind of lift his head up and look directly at you and kind of sizes you up. And who's paying you?
Ow. Oh. I don't remember her name. Hey guys, do you remember who's paying us? And she just turned to like the rest of the group.
There's so many face palms going on around.
Daramis Embrus.
We're assisting the judiciary in Leopardstad. They're the ones who are paying our fee in order to basically gather more evidence on what the beast did so it can be more effectively tried in court and get the sentence it deserves.
Oh, bless you all. Guessing you forgot the bit where she said not to mention her name.
I didn't, but they got...
Oh, that was me asking you, Chris. That wasn't in-game.
No, I figured, but I'm getting... David definitely was.
No, right.
I could hear the tone of voice.
This is why I tried to put it on you guys.
That's why I didn't say the name.
Okay.
I just said you're working for the judiciary.
How many people are around at the moment?
We're not killing the village.
No, just him.
How many people are there, Emlyn says, pulling their gun out of the holster?
I mean...
How many paper cartridges do I need?
Hey, if it can solve the issue, then...
How many people
do I gotta shoot?
He listens to you, considers for a moment, still just kind of looks at you quite intensely. I'm Lasny, and I was there that night. We can talk.
Lasny, eh? That was me, yes, that was not Casimina.
Yes, that's L-A-Z-N-E.
Right, thank you, Lasny. That's going to be incredibly helpful. So, what did you see, if you don't mind me asking?
Saw the beast trying to break into house down the way.
Which
I got roused. He nods towards one of the houses a little bit further down, and you do see that there has been bits of it from one side that look like they have been recently repaired.
Theft.
And he goes, but they didn't take no one that time. We made sure of that.
Why? What happened? And she does like play up being really interested.
How much do you know?
Very little, hence why we came out here to try and find out the truth.
Get yourselves up here, then get dried off and we'll talk proper.
Yeah!
And he kind of gestures for you to kind of walk up onto the decking, I suppose. Outside the building. He's not leading you inside anywhere. He is just letting you up and out of the swampy water.
That's
He's had the high ground literally for this entire conversation.
Yeah, he is looking down on you both physically and metaphorically.
Is inbred.
Oh.
The implication. No, no, no. Come on now.
We've not looked in his family tree yet. Let's make no assumptions.
Come on now.
I need to find out how quickly he jumped to assumptions.
Well, that's because he's
talking about like weird genetic things and then breeding with wildlife. I feel like that's not a stretch.
I mean, technically, there were rumors.
Oh, it's like
that was all.
It's like that bit from the Sue Perkins documentary where she goes around trying to find the people that fuck donkeys.
I think that's a very niche audience.
I don't even know where to begin with that.
So I'm just saying it's not a vibe to be looked
out. He invites you up onto the decking.
Oh, how generous.
And there are like a couple of crates and barrels and stuff that he does kind of like gesture to as if he's, but in a way where he's there, like, if you want to sit, you can. He's clearly not fussed either way type thing. Like he's humoring you more than anything.
I appreciate the humor. I do go up. I do gesture for the compadres to come with because they're probably going to have better questions than my intelligence will.
I follow. I'm going to pull a, piece of paper and some charcoal out my bag to make notes.
Okay. So, what do you want to know?
So the beast was definitely after someone and not something.
Killed 10 of us already.
I'm sorry, what?
Started off taking one or two at one at a time. People who wandered too far didn't come back home for dark. Then he got more bold, I guess. Started taking two. And then he came for the town. Came for one of us in our beds. We weren't having that, so we drove him out.
My goodness.
Were there remains ever found?
No. Whatever he did with them, didn't see him again.
I'm sorry for your loss. Oh God, David's gone brain blank.
When did this start happening?
First one was a month and a half, 2 months ago, something like that. Don't keep time the same way you city folk and farriers do.
No, that's fair.
This might seem very sideways, but you don't have any fables or myths around this area of things that take people, do you?
Don't need fables or myths when you got the Blood Caiman.
The Blood Caiman?
What, sorry?
Anybody who wants to can give me a knowledge nature.
Yay!
Obviously, if you are trained.
That's me!
Nope.
Lore Leopard stuff?
Oh, 8. And I have a +7. It's a nat 1. I have a +7 modifier.
So yeah, you try to hide that +1 modifier, that natural one there until Roxy made you open up.
No, I actually just looked at 8.
So I can give you a 18. However, my modifier is +10.
Oh,
so
shit.
28.
Oh my God.
18 on Holy the dice. Shit. Fair play. You will have heard of a Blood Caiman. They are essentially kind of like alligators or crocodiles. They're like large reptiles, carnivorous, live in swamps. Like they are dangerous. They kind of have like an almost kind of like it's a dark crimson color to the skin. It's like almost like to the point where it's like almost a ruddy brown, but it is definitely a red to it. And that's where they get the name from. And you would probably know that in some parts they are considered like kind of like in some parts they're considered a delicacy, and in other parts they're considered like you make do with what you've got. So there is a bit of they are hunted, but. For various different reasons in various different parts, and the opinions of them are very varied. But
so they
are
do the hunting.
Yes, they are. They are carnivorous. They are known to kill, and they tend to kill mostly. Like they're quite territorial. But yeah, they are known to kill.
You're really going to set this up for me to wrestle a crocodile, aren't you?
Well, I had to just dangle the bait out there, didn't I?
You're talking about a knife. That was a terrible accent, I apologise.
Well, you gave it a go, and that's what matters. that's a blood came in. So when he says they've got no need of fables when they've got the blood came in, he does mean it. Like they don't need a story to explain why someone didn't come back at night.
Right. Okay.
I kind of just go. I look at the people who don't. Like, I'm guessing everyone looks a bit nonplussed. So I'm like, aggressive crocodiles, not great. It's a fair thing to be worried about.
I just pause. In the water we just walked through?
Yep.
And then I'm just like staring off like, why the fuck were we made to stand down those steps?
And he when you say like about the water, he does just kind of look at you with this kind of like, yep, and what? kind of expression.
I love him. I love him so much. He makes me think of my granddad.
Besides, one of them was what took it down.
What?
Well, after we roused the village and we chased it out, we chased it all the way to the boneyard in the end. Not gone back there ever since, obviously, for obvious reasons, because as we were trying to surround it, this blood came and came out of the water, took him right in the shoulder, ripped it apart. We thought I were dead until the militia came around asking questions.
What can you describe what the beast looked like?
Oh, I mean, it was quite dark. It was about 7 or 8 feet tall. It was this big hulking oaken brute. It was.
Any distinctive features? Anything that looked stood out or was unusual?
I mean,
besides his size, obviously.
I mean, it's difficult to say. It moved a bit weird, like shambling. It was a bit like unsteady on its feet. It looked almost like it were made of some shifting, changing something. I don't know, but looked strong, looked angry, looked violent.
Okay. And is the boneyard a local cemetery or?
Used to be. We started a new one since, well. Start a new one since then. Haven't gone back. We're not going to go coast land now after what happened with that thing.
Would you object to us having a look there?
Oh, help yourselves.
And you said it was just over.
Well, it's a bit of a way from here. You'd be best going by boat.
Okay. I don't suppose anyone would be willing to lend us or hire us a boat.
And I'm going to ask you to decide amongst yourselves who's going to give me a diplomacy check.
-1 says shotgun, not me.
Don't metagame.
Sorry.
I mean, I could certainly give it a go. I can't promise anything, though.
I mean, I must admit, Casimir just seems the one that does seem someone very prone to deploying charm.
Hey, my last two diplomacy checks have been very good.
Well, on you go then, Alice.
All right.
Like, well volunteered.
I've got a better chance at intimidating than I do diplomacy in.
Me too. But
me too.
All right, I'll go for diplomacy. Even though he probably doesn't want to talk to me. 14.
He kind of sits and considers for a minute. Not many will take you, but if I can find another boat, I'll take you there myself.
Thank
Get all
you
this
so much.
Behind us and over with.
That's very kind. Thank you.
And we'll pick that up next time.
Boat time.
And you're going. I mean,
yeah.
We're already kind of into book two, but that's the second cemetery that we've had at the beginning of a book. It's getting to be a bit of a theme.
I mean, is that not the theme of this like entire thing? Carrying dead things.
Oh, yeah, but they don't always have to be in cemeteries. There's lots
Where's
of places.
The jewelry,
Dead
Chris?
People can be anywhere, Roxy. Don't restrain them.
Where's our crowns, Chris?
They can follow their dreams.
We need some postmodern undead, is what you're saying.
Basically. It's so good to be back.
Yay.
Our intro music is The Descent by Kevin MacLeod. Our outro music is Unpromised by Kevin MacLeod. Find more of his music by visiting incompetech.filmmusic.io. The other music in this episode was provided by Sirenscape, providers of epic sound effects, ambience, and background music for tabletop RPGs. Visit sirenscape.com for more information. The Pathfinder role-playing game and the Carrion Crown Adventure Path are owned by Paizo Inc. and are used under Paizo's community use policy. This podcast is not published, endorsed, or approved by Paizo. For more information about Paizo and the Pathfinder role-playing game, visit paizo.com.